there hasn't been a day of the last 487 days that I don't wish that I could relive March 9th, 2010 with the knowledge I have now. Yet, no matter how hard I try, time will not reverse itself for me. All I can hope for is to learn from this, use this tragic accident as a way to help me grow and become a better human being, a better man, and a better father. I still mourn the loss of my only son, Leander, and I know I will for the rest of my life. The only way I can deal with this sorrow, deal with this pain, is to remember the time I was with him. Remember his smile. Remember how he would grab my finger with his little hand. And I don't know what other parents who have lost children go through, but I know what I've been through. And I wouldn't wish this on anyone. Damn it. I'm so very sorry for this accident that took a little leap from us. You know if I could change this, I would. But I can't. I feel Tammy's pain more than anyone can. He was my son, too. And if I have to apologize to her for the rest of her life to help her feel better, I have no problem doing that. That is what would be, I would ask that I be allowed to do that. And she spent more time with our son. And I just hope and pray that with time, her hurt won't be as deep, as vast as it is now. Lastly, I do have to apologize to 88 Board for some remarks I had made on the jail phone call. This isn't a ploy, Your Honor. I'm sincerely sorry for what I said. It was a release of anger. I remember that day very clearly, and every day that she's talking about. What she doesn't realize is that there was a day where a fellow inmate had said something to me in regards to my son. He actually came to me and said, "Hey, aren't you that guy that killed his son?" The rest, it broke my heart, and it made me so angry. That's what I was going to be remembered as. And with an emotionally charged case such as mine, it is extremely hard to keep a level head, even though this was an accident. And unlike most attorneys, I never had to learn how to control my words. I never had to learn how to think of how is a better way to phrase something. I was told to speak my mind. Yet, I would never act out any of these ridiculous words. Because that's what they were. They were ridiculous and unwarranted thoughts, not to be acted upon, a release of anger. Before, I am extremely sorry for what I said. I never should have said it. And it was never my intention to harm you or anyone else. You're doing your job, nothing more, and I shouldn't have let my anger get the best of me. I beg you to please accept my apology. I'm not going to ask for leniency or mercy, Your Honor. You were at my trial. There was nothing hidden from you. And all I can ask for is fairness. Fairness to look at all I've accomplished in the last 4 years. My overcoming my drug addiction, my successful completion of extended supervision, and my abstaining from illegal activity. Fairness to look at all of the family support that I have behind me and all that awaits me and judge me fairly. You have been fair with both myself and the prosecutors. I have no reason to believe you won't be fair today. I just hope you can see the humbleness and contriteness within myself that someone in this position should have, rightfully so. And I just want to thank you for the last 16 months for what you have done, being fair and unbiased. And I hope that God blesses you with the wisdom to temper justice with fairness.